Hey, what's going on, hip bro-potamus? It's your boy, Jerry, the TR Expert Washington. I'm here in the basement, General Fitness Company, recording episode number 70 of TR Expert Talks. And today, I want to talk to you about the jelly donut mentality. In other words, I want to talk to you about what it takes to get to that next level and avoiding those pitfalls. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Jelly donuts, sitting on the couch, eating potato chips. We're talking about that today in today's podcast. So before we get started, you know, I'd really appreciate and it would mean the world to me if you shared this podcast, if not with a friend, but with a family member. If not with a family member, maybe a stranger that you might meet at a bus stop or somebody that you might meet just walking along. You can tell them about this podcast because, you know, I'm not doing this just for myself. I'm not doing it just so I can hear myself talk, of course. I'm doing this so I can help people like you so you can live the good life. You know, I'm all about not just chicken and broccoli like your normal everyday trainer. And no offense to those people because they're really hardcore about that and that takes a lot of discipline. But what I'm all about here at General Fitness Company is helping you create those mental frameworks that'll not only help you make good decisions in the gym, but also outside the gym. So anyways, without further ado, let's go ahead and get episode number 70 underway. 7-0. Wow, I can't believe we've done 70 episodes down here in the basement. Anyways, let's get it underway. Episode number 70. Jelly donut mentality. Lego! All right, yeah, so I wanted to talk about this because, you know, it takes a little bit of discipline to get you to that next level. You know, you can have a lot of talent and you can have the desire, but at the end of the day, if you don't have the discipline to get you to the next level, well, then you're not going to get to the next level. Unfortunately, you're going to be one of those people that's going to be sitting around wondering what exactly happened. Meanwhile, everybody else is either watching other people do it or they're doing it themselves. And I want you to be one of those people in those other two groups, not that first group that's just wondering what in the world is going on. So first of all, you got to think about this. You know, you have to create a game plan. You know, if you have a game plan, it's kind of easy to just go by those steps that you put forward and get you into the next day. So today I think what I'll do is I'll try to help you by creating a little routine. This is my routine. This is what I do on a daily basis. I pretty much have a 10 to 15 hour day, you know, if you include the training and you include planning for the next day and planning for the next week and obviously into the following year. So what I do first, I normally wake up about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And from there, you know, I wake up and I get going, I brush my teeth, do a little bit of reading. Yeah, maybe it's not too much. I try to stay off of social media. Sometimes it sneaks up on me, and because especially since my phone is my alarm. But I would not suggest that, actually. I would suggest that you get a normal alarm clock. I think I did a lot better when I had a normal alarm clock. But anyways, I get up about 5:30, 6 o'clock. If I have a 7 o'clock client, which is about 4 days a week, I would wake up and get going, and then I'd leave the house around 6:30 or so. So if I have a 6 o'clock boot camp, which is a Wednesday and Friday, by the way, check it out. We do it every Wednesday and Friday at the Kenwood Trail, and it's pretty awesome. I tell you, we're having a great time. The weather's starting to get really nice, and it's feeling pretty good to be out there in the great outdoors. But anyways, so if I have a 6 o'clock boot camp, I might wake up around 5:30. Same thing. I get up. I don't normally eat breakfast, actually. I've been trying to play around with this intermittent fasting. I'm not doing so well with it because it's kind of hard in the middle of the day when you're active and stuff and you're like thinking about eating food and you're like, oh, I gotta try to keep fasting. So I'm drinking lots of water, which is good, but I don't know how long I'm gonna stick with this intermittent fasting program. But anyways, on ambitious days, sometimes I'll get up at like 5 o'clock and I'll give myself some time. On those days, I spend a little bit more time reading and I get some ideas. The thing I like to read in the morning time to get myself going, you know, give myself some motivation and also give me the ability to spread that motivation along to people like yourself. I read like autobiographies or biographies. I read books about people that have done great things in their lives and just kind of get motivated by those people. I also actually read that at night because it helps me just to feel like I'm doing something, but, you know, I could always do a little bit better. So it gives me good dreams and, you know, it helps me, you know, have an idea of like what potential I have for greatness. So, yeah, and you can do the same thing too. I think reading a book like that, a biography of somebody great, is a really good thing to do in the morning and the evening. So during the day, what I'll do is I'll read a how-to book. And what that does is actually, it kind of keeps my brain moving during the day. You know, during the middle of the day, I don't have as many people that come into the doors of GFC. So what I end up doing is I do a little bit of my research. I kind of check out what's going on in social media, see what people are doing, you know, try to see what the accounts that have a lot of followers are doing so I can kind of copy them. And I just read best practices on Google. I just pretty much do my research during that time, find out like how I can do a little bit of marketing better. Because at the end of the day, when you're trying to run a business, you got a lot of hats, but probably the most important hat when you're first starting off is marketing and figuring out how I can distribute this podcast. Obviously, with help from people like you, you know, spreading this podcast helps. But also, I try to find different ways I can do it through internet marketing. That's not exactly the easiest thing, especially for someone that is all about nature and going outside and being a part of just the great outdoors. You know, going on the computer and trying to figure out how to do internet marketing is not exactly my forte. But yeah, I understand that it's important, so I do it. So, you know, maybe internet marketing is not your thing, but I would suggest that during the middle of the day, you can figure out some way that you can either do your job better or maybe do your hobby better or, you know, whatever you're wanting to do. That I would suggest during the middle of the day when you get a little tired and the day is kind of like winding down a little bit, I would suggest that's probably a good idea. Just read something that'll help you do whatever you're doing a little bit better. So if you're not doing that, the other thing I like to do during the middle of the day is I meditate. So I meditate in the morning time. A lot of times I'm a little tired in the morning time, so I don't like to meditate during that time. Some people are a little ambitious. Like, you know, I've heard Tony Robbins, he meditates in the morning. I've heard Tim Ferriss, he meditates. But unfortunately, it doesn't really work for me. I'm so tired in the morning time. I try to meditate and it turns into a snooze. So I don't really get much out of it. But middle of the day, I get a little bit more of my meditation. So I use that time if I want to cut my reading short, or if I have some extra time during the day, I'll do some meditation, and I'll even maybe take a nap. You know, a lot of times I end up taking a nap towards the end of my meditation. So, you know, I time it out. And then I time out about an hour and a half or so if I have the time. Normally I have about an hour or so in the middle of the day. It's more so like, what am I going to do with business? Kind of just take some time, just kind of sit back and think about what I've done for the day and then what I want to do for the rest of the day and kind of extend that out into the week if possible. So towards the end of the day, I pick back up with my clients and I train, and then I start thinking about the daily email. I normally write the email at the end of the day, as well as obviously record the podcast. That's pretty much what my day looks like. So that's what I would say, that if you want to have a successful day, as I said, you got to plan it. So if you don't plan it, you have those things that kind of get into your mind and they start tempting you. And if you don't have a game plan, the thing is that those temptations get to be a little bit more than your willpower. So if you have that instruction manual or whatnot, I would say that would probably be the best thing to guide you throughout the day. Because a lot of times you see people, they just kind of go with the flow, and that's cool. You know, it's good to have that experience. But if you have an idea, at least of where you're trying to go for the day, it's a little bit better than just kind of drifting at sea and hoping that you get into the paradise island. You know, it's hard to get to the paradise island if you're just drifting along. And you know, if you're drifting, you know, the best thing to do is just try to find some type of life raft, some type of map, because, you know, at the end of the day, if you have that map, as I was saying, if you have guidance throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year, you will definitely achieve more. I don't think, there's not a lot of people that'll, like, wake up one day and just say, oh, I lost 10 pounds. You know, if they do wake up that way, it's probably because they were sick beforehand and they lost 10 pounds. But you don't just wake up and all of a sudden you've reached your goal. So if you just do those simple things, just have your plan set out for you, and it'll really help you with those temptations, and it'll help you, you know, keep good company. So that's how it goes. You know, if you can write it down, that's great. If you can just memorize it, that's also good. But the thing is that if you have some sort of routine in your life, you'll find that it's going to be just so much easier for yourself, because you don't have to worry about just sitting there thinking about what's next and what are you going to do with your life. You know, maybe you're not thinking like that on a daily basis, but whether you have to write it down or you have to memorize it, either way works. Because the thing is that if you have some sort of routine, it'll help you a lot better than if you're just willy-nilly with whatever you're doing. what I've noticed is that all the people that are successful, they're actually doing this almost the same thing. So I pretty much copy their routines. You know, it's their routine, my routine, whatever. You know, it's a successful routine. And the thing is about routines, you know, you think about like, oh no, a routine, like it stops you from having freedom. But at the end of the day, you know, if you want to have some kind of structure, but still be able to like flow off of that structure, just like your body, your body's a structure. You're not an amoeba, you know, you're not just like blob that just kind of conforms to everything. You're almost like a building or, you know, a house or a car or anything like that. And you move through the world and you make decisions. And if you can have a structure in your decision making, like you have a structure for your body, then from there you can kind of be creative and problem solve. Because, you know, obviously if you have the creativity to pivot and change direction, then you know you're definitely an advantage of someone that just is doing the same routine, or someone that is just willy-nilly and just kind of reactive to every situation. So anyways, those are my thoughts today on the jelly donut mentality. You know, everybody wants those things that aren't helpful. You know, everybody wants a drink, everybody wants a donut. Maybe not everybody wants a drink, but everybody wants something that's not helpful. And to have the discipline to disregard those things that are, you know, not helping you in your cause and not helping you get to where you want to be, that's a sign of someone that is going to be going places. I want you to be going places. So listen to this podcast again. I'm sure there's some things in there that you might have not picked up the first time, because there's some pretty good tidbits, if I do say so myself, and how you can live your life and have a disciplined life that'll help you get to the next level. Stay tuned. We're going to pick this up in a conclusion, because I got one more point that I want to make. All right? I'll talk to you in a second. I hope you like that one. So anyways, I was thinking about that jelly donut, because as I was saying, I think in the intro, every morning when I go to 7-Eleven, I don't go to 7-Eleven every morning, but when I get there, I get this yerba mate energy drink. I like them. They're organic, and they're energy drinks based on, I guess, this yerba mate plant. I don't know. But anyways, it's supposed to be organic, and I drink it, and it's good. It gives me a little energy. But as I'm going up to the counter, I always pass by these jelly donuts, and I think to myself, oh my goodness, look at those jelly donuts. They look so delicious. So, I think to myself, like, you know, if I didn't have this discipline, I would definitely pick those up. But I practice discipline in a lot of aspects of my life because I have that schedule. And, you know, it's not because of the schedule itself. You know, whether you're putting your schedule up in the 15-minute blocks or setting it up like I do in three different segments of the day, it's a matter of you practicing the discipline to follow your schedule. So it's not necessarily the schedule, but it's actually practicing discipline. And if you can practice discipline, it'll help you, obviously, with, you know, sticking to your schedule, but it'll help you with everything else in your life. Those things that don't really help you get to your goals, you're going to disregard them. You're not going to do them, and you're going to pretty much get closer to your goals on a daily basis because you're not doing those things that'll set you back. So I've been thinking about this lately because funny thing is, you know, earlier on today, we actually finalized this. So yesterday, I don't know if you follow me on social media, but if you see me on Instagram, or if you're on Instagram, check out Fit General Jerry, because I have some pretty funny stuff that I put up there. In fact, yesterday I was running on the trail, and some guy passed me as I was like recording something. And I was like, oh snap, I can't let this guy pass me. I'm like a competitor. So like this guy passed me, and I was like, mm-mm. So I ran past him. We were like kind of racing all of a sudden. And somebody saw that, and they challenged me to a race. So we finalized the race, and we're going to be doing this trainer triathlon. And what's going to be, it's going to be a 100-meter dash. It's going to be a max pull-ups, and they're going to be this thing called kettlebell snatches. Now, if you're not familiar with kettlebell snatches, well, I'm not going to explain them to you, because I think I might have actually explained them in another episode. But essentially, it's a use a kettlebell, and you lift it from the floor up onto your shoulders. And if you want to know what it looks like, actually, we're going to be doing this on September 10th at 6 p.m. September 10th, that's a Monday night. So it's like the prelude to Monday Night Football. We're going to be doing it up Monday night at 6 p.m., and we're going to be over at his place. Now, I don't have the address for it right now. It's something Pont Breeze or something like that, but I'll have that for you next episode. But I just want you to check your calendar, make sure that you're open September 10th at 6 p.m. Some of you may not be, because I realize that is apparently the end of Rosh Hashanah. So if you are celebrating Rosh Hashanah, I would say that, you know, I understand if you can't make it. But if you're not celebrating Rosh Hashanah, check me out. It's going to be in Ardmore, not too far from my gym in Ballykinwood. And we're going to be doing it up. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I hope to see you there. So check us out. Well, that does it for my day. You know, I really appreciate you listening to this episode. And you know what? I'd appreciate it even more if you actually left a rating or review on iTunes. Go ahead and do that now, actually, because this episode is just about over. You can listen to the end of this episode. I don't really have much to say except for I appreciate you. And as always, keep good company.